All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And at 10 o'clock, a little before 10, it's about 5 minutes or so to 10 o'clock, we'd like to open up those phones, man. Anything you'd like to talk about, anything we've discussed this week that you haven't had an opportunity to chime in on, or perhaps you just want to sound like an idiot on the air. Anyway, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, we've had a lot of email this week, and a lot of people have requested to hear my uncle's song again about the Detroit Red Wings. I don't know why. And I'm sure because it is the song is so great and so commercial and it's so local and it's so topical. But a lot of people want to hear the song. I can't imagine it's for anything other than a great reason. So here is my uncle writing a song about the Detroit Red Wings. And again, I have four uncles. I think I have five uncles. Uncle Wally, Uncle Jerry, Uncle Jack. Uncle Tom and Uncle Danny, all five of them, very musically inclined, very capable of writing songs, producing songs, playing instruments, and usually write some fantastic tunes. But here is the song that people have requested that we play. It is the Red Wings song.
They won the first two rounds and could win the rest. We know this hockey team will give it their best. We're so excited to be put to the test. That's why the Red Wings are the champs.
Jesus Christ.
Take Thomas Holmstrom, plant him in front of the net. They try to stop him, but can't find a way yet. Against this team, man, you don't want to bet. That's why the Red Wings are the champs. Like 2-4, check. Glove in your face.
What,
or if
hell?
You like dancing, it ain't a party without McCarty. They won't play golf this summer, but go straight to training camp. That's why the Red Wings are the champs.
What the hell?
I'm a boy.
And our Chris Osgood shaking up all the stats.
Oh.
You know these Red Wings are the champs.
What the hell?
Mr. Michael Babcock has this team ready to kill. Zetterberg and Datsyuk, they will give you a
thrill. Who knows these guys?
Their power play so fine, it's like they're scoring at will.
It ain't gonna get one more listener.
That's why these Red Wings are the champs.
Jesus Christ.
This team is so good, they bring tears to your eyes. They keep the fans busy. Busy counting octopi. This is their best year to kiss the cup they can. That's why the Red Wings, our Detroit Red.
All right, thank you very much. All right, folks, let's talk. Take a quick call, and then we'll open up these phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 520-9710. Scott Salyers, I believe that's how you pronounce that name. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Now, you're doing a brand new show for CBS called Jingles. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And for people who may not have heard about it, what is the goal here? What is how do people win some money here or win the contest? What do you got rolling?
The concept of the show is, it's a reality competition where they're trying to bring back, those old-fashioned jingles that we all grew up with. And, they don't really have those a lot nowadays. And so we're trying to get the music business and the singer-songwriters to get back in there and create jingles like they used to.
Oh, that's great. Now, we're actually playing my uncle's song here, my Uncle Jack. And the three uncles that have made a little money in music writing, they actually started in the jingle business. Mm-hmm. And they wrote that. I don't know if you remember this one, but it's two guys are worth going out of your way for. You get more than you bargain for two guys market. And they also wrote at Bob's Big Boy, we love good food just like you do. And is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. We're looking for the people to come up with the hooks that we all grew up with. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, or I am stuck on Mandy. The ones that you can't get them out of your head.
Right, exactly. Oh, that and my uncles, they always envied the guy that came up with, two all-beef patty special sauce,
lettuce, cheese, onions. Everyone knows that one.
But it's amazing how everybody knows that.
Yeah, and we've discovered from being on the road, we literally just got back. We, there are some extremely clever, talented people out there that, have come up with some great jingles for our fictional product. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Now, can you be in the business and still come in and compete?
Anyone. We welcome you to come down and try out, whether you've been writing jingles all your life or, you've never written a jingle.
All right. So people, I think we're losing you there, Scott, but I think what you said is anybody can come in and they qualify. All right, we'll try to get Scott back on the phone. But essentially, it's tomorrow, June 7th, and they're going to be holding it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you have a jingle that you've written for a company and you're looking to sell it, or you're looking to perhaps join this contest and maybe win it and go on and make some money in the jingle business, arrive between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., and the location is at CBS Studio Center. That's 4024 Radford Avenue, and it's just off of Ventura Boulevard, a little bit east of Laurel Canyon, and they're looking for guys writing jingles. All right, Scott's back with us. Scott, sorry about that, buddy. We lost your connection. Now, you were just talking about the teams that can enter. It can be one, two, or three people.
Yep.
And you can be in the business. You can be working for CBS. Is that right?
No. I said as long as you're not working for CBS.
As long as you're not
CBS.
In the business. All right.
No, you can be in the business. Like, we welcome, if you're a screenplay artist or, you're a musician and you think, I can write jingles, I can do that. Or maybe you've sold a couple, but, maybe no one knows your jingles and you want to have an opportunity to get your name out there. By all means, we want everyone to try out.
All right. That's pretty cool. Okay. All right. So tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. and you got to arrive early. Is that right?
Well, you arrive early, you get a swing, at the beginning. You arrive at 5, you might not get a chance to be seen. So I always tell people, get there as early as you can.
Okay, and they may only see, the first 100 teams, so try to get there as early as possible. And is it Mark Burnett's involved with this? Is that right?
Yeah, this is a Mark Burnett production. Mark Burnett, of course, who's done Survivor and The Apprentice, and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So this is a first-class production.
All right, so, folks, if you want to be involved in CBS's brand-new show, and I believe it airs, this is a summer replacement show, is that right?
Yeah, it'll air at the end of July.
Okay, all right, so they're going to be moving pretty quickly here. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, June 7th, 2008. Callbacks, if you're selected, will be on June 8th. Wow, you guys are going to call them right back.
That is correct. And I just want to say one thing. The best thing is to go to CBS.com. You can scroll down. There's a little site for jingles. That was where you can download the application that tells you everything you need to do to be prepared for tomorrow. Basically, you should show up ready to perform a jingle.
Okay, and it's tomorrow, the CBS Studio Center, 4025 Radford Avenue in Studio City. And again, it's a block east of Laurel, right off of Ventura Boulevard, just north of Ventura Boulevard. You can't miss it. And it's going to be called, it's Jingles Open Call Information. And show up there tomorrow ready to sing. Should they bring instruments if they have them?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we'll have a keyboard there, but if you've got an instrument that you want to use to show off your talents, by all means, anything that's going to make you stand out.
Right. And this could be the big break you're looking for. So, again, it's Jingles tomorrow. And ask for Scott. He'll be there, right?
I will be there. Okay. Yeah, you can definitely say that, you know, you heard it on your show.
Perfect. All right, Scotty, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, take care. All right, folks, tomorrow I go to CBS Radford Lot. And perhaps you can win. Who knows? You know, maybe you go on and write jingles for a living. All right, completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Kyle and Carson. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
What's up, dude?
I just want to know, can you guys play that Bald Homo song about Bald Brian?
The Bald Brian song?
Yeah,
I think we can play that for you. Big fan of Bald Brian?
Yeah, he's cool.
Or you just like to bust his balls?
Yeah, that too.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, dude. Bye. All right, this is the song about Brian Bishop. I know he hates this song, but F it. It's a request. What are we going to do? You know, turn our audience away because the guy doesn't like it? All right, here's the Bald Brian song. And again, Bald Brian is on the Corolla show. And somebody had written a song about the guy. And I don't think he likes it.
He lost all his hair before 15. This hairless geek's head does shine. It's no mystery what his sexual preference is. Brian likes his loving from behind. Whoa. Guys.
Wonder why he doesn't like it.
You bald homo.
Bald homo. He wishes Board Op Bill would spend the night.
You bald homo.
Bald homo.
Bald homo.
All right, there you go. Congratulations, Alex. Let's talk to Manny in Rosemead. You're on 97.1.
Ah, Babu.
What's up, dude?
Can I have, first of all, can I say Gina's really hot and she's really nice?
Did she tell you to say that?
No. Well, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It usually happens.
No, but I just want to say, dude, why are you getting it up for Adam Carolla, man?
You mean getting it up for having him on every Friday?
No, I mean, you know, working him up. He's not that funny, just, you know.
Dude, first of all, I think he's the funniest guy in radio.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Who do you think is the funniest guy in radio?
In radio?
Yeah.
You guys.
Thank you very much. No, he's a funny dude. And you listen to his show in the morning?
On occasion.
All right. Well, just tune it in. And if you don't like it, then listen to something else. But I think he's very funny. He makes me laugh my ass off. So that's why we have him on.
Can I do one more thing?
Yeah, what do you got?
Can I do a Louis Anderson?
Sure.
Hey, Tim. He likes Gandalf. I love
Louis,
the purble one. I love you guys.
All right, thanks, man. All right, take care of yourself, dude. There he goes, man. All right, Anthony in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, Conway?
All right, what are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I want to know your opinion on the Lakers-Boston series. I mean, you seem like a pretty knowledgeable guy.
I'm not really that knowledgeable.
I mean, enough to get by, like, on an average person.
Yeah, you know what? I watch it because, you know, it's Boston, L.A., but I'm not as big a fan as I used to be. I used to be a huge fan in the 80s and 90s.
Think the Lakers can pull it off?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, if they... you know, I don't like to see... if the Lakers win or lose, it doesn't mean that much to me, but I hate to see Boston win.
For me, I mean, I hate to see the Lakers win because more Laker fans are going to, fake Laker fans are going to come out. Where have you been before? You know, all of a sudden they're going to jump the bandwagon.
Yeah,
you know,
it
kind of ruins the Laker fan base.
Yeah, but that's also why it's costing, you know, it's going to cost you $30,000 to sit on the floor for these games.
Yeah.
You know, the regular fans can't afford that.
And then the nosebleeds are even, what, $100 still? So.
No, the nosebleeds are like $250.
Oh, they get even worse.
$300.
Over at the Staples Center when you're sitting that high.
Yeah, and then a draft beer is $10.
Yeah, and then a hot dog's at $7.
Yeah, man.
But I don't know. I think Boston has a good chance, but I don't know.
Yeah, you a Lakers fan?
I'm a Clippers fan.
Oh, you're a Clippers fan? Why? What happened to you?
How would you feel? You go into your own court and you still got Laker banners everywhere.
I know, dude. You're not.
The seats are purple and gold.
Listen to me, dude. You've got to change that, Anthony, because the Clippers are never going to win the world championship.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to go for the underdog. But I'm Dodgers blue. I bleed Dodger blue.
Yeah. How'd they do tonight?
I think they lost again.
Okay.
Yeah, the Cubs are on fire right now.
No. Dodgers. That game's still on.
Is
Dodgers
that still going on?
Yeah.
Still
hold
on
1 second. Dodgers are.
Jerry will figure that out.
3-0. Dodgers are up 3-0.
Oh, they're up 3-0. Because Cubs have won like last.
Cubs had a nine. Cubs had a 9 streak win.
Wow.
Yeah, they lost last night the 9th.
Right.
Saito gave it away. So.
All right, buddy.
All right, you guys have a good
night.
Take
care of yourself, dude. All right, there he goes. All right, folks. Anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Again, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 is completely open phones. We do it every single Friday, 10 o'clock. Anything you'd like to talk about, just give us a shout. Let's talk to Carlos in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you
all
doing?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, I want to see if you can play the John Kerry song from your uncle.
Yeah, the John Kerry song is great.
Yeah.
Now, do you prefer Jerry to sing it or you want to hear it just raw?
Just raw.
Just raw. What a huge compliment to Jerry. All right. Yeah, we'll play it for you. All right, buddy. This is a song my uncle wrote before the last election, the John Kerry song. And it's all about how great John Kerry is. He's going to save the United States. And it turns out it didn't happen. But even last year when I ran into my uncle at a party, I said, hey, you know, we still play that John Kerry song on the air. He says, you know what, John Kerry would have been a great president. He would have done this and he'd have done
Jesus
that.
I said,
Dan, I said, please, the election's over. We've moved on. He didn't make it. All right, here it is, the John Kerry song written by another one of my great uncles. Some of the great composers of our time are uncles of mine. And here he is, John Kerry, man.
It was March of 69 in a land called Vietnam when Jim Rassman was blown right off his boat. And that boat sped away, but it was his lucky day, for Lieutenant John Kerry came about.
Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
John Kerry's gonna save the day.
Is on the way.
With a wounded arm, Kerry hoisted Jim from harm. Then he turned that boat around and raced away. He got 3 purple hearts and a bronze and silver star. Lieutenant John Kerry saved the day.
Help was on the way. Help was on the way.
Kerry's gonna save the day.
Help was on the way.
After the war, he became a lawyer man, and then a senator in the government. And he works for you and me, and he fought to keep us free, and now he's gonna be our president.
Hope is on the way. Hope is on the way.
John Kerry, man. Look at you. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710.
Do it live!
All right, please. Eric on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, man?
All right, what's up, dude?
Not much. I heard you put that guy down for a Clipper fan. I'm the number one Clipper fan, man.
Oh, bad vibes. You got a long life going on, dude.
Yeah, well, it's not a long life. It's the way you live it, man. We are the team that you guys always put us down. You Laker fans always talk about bad.
I'm not even a big Lakers fan, dude. I'm just telling you the mentality of the management of the Clippers is going to prevent them from ever winning a championship.
Yeah, you're right. We're not going to if they don't spend their money, we're not going to go nowhere. You're right on that. Yeah. Elgin Baylor and those guys, Donald Sterling, they need to come off that money. They're making a whole lot of money, and the only way for us to win is to spend it.
Yeah, but if they haven't taken a shot at it yet, what makes you think they're going to take a shot at it in the future?
Well, we had a shot a couple of seasons ago. Remember, we lost to Phoenix. We had them 3-1.
Right after those Lakers
had them 3-1 and they blew a series.
Right.
You know, and then we were there and we blew a series. We were there and then we came back and Elton Brand got hurt the next season.
Right.
We lost Livingston early in the season. You know, and we had good promising season coming forward for us, dog.
Yeah, but they can't ever keep any talent on that team.
It's what you got around you. You got to build what you got around you, you know.
But they don't ever want to build.
Yeah, you're right on that. Once again, you know, I'm not going to argue that point. That you are right. But, you know, we got Elton Brand. We gave him a lot of money. He's supposed to be in our future. And that was something to build off of. And those guys just got to step it up. And they got to want to win themselves.
Yeah, you know, I hope that you understand. I'm not taking a personal shot at you. I'm just saying that, you know, it's unfortunate that the management is not interested in winning a title.
But I'm interested in it. And
I know you are. I know.
I love my Clippers.
Yeah, clearly, you are.
I love my Clippers, and I want the Clipper fans out there not to be ashamed to be Clipper fans. One day we will be on top. You know, you go through hard times. You know,
Bubba.
Look at Boston. Boston went 20 years, and they're back there. We'll get there one day. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, dude. You're not going to get there. And I hate to keep saying this, but it's not going to happen. It is never going to happen. And I know in deep down inside, you know I'm right. And it pains you to hear this, but it's over.
It's not over. You can't give up, man. You can't give up. We are not the JV team of Los Angeles. You can't give up like that. I cannot let you tell me and listen to the stuff you say like that. One day we're going to make it, man. We're going to make it.
It's not happening.
Let
me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
All right. Who is, I'm going to give you a name and you tell me who this guy is. Okay?
Okay.
Ralph Lawler. Who is that?
Ralph Lawler. He used to play for the Clippers.
He used to play for the Clippers?
Yeah, years ago.
When?
Back in, I want to say, in the 80s, early 90s.
Right or wrong? That is incorrect.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, who is Ralph Lawler?
Who is he? You tell me. Who is Ralph Lawler?
Have you ever heard that name before?
I've heard of it. It sounds familiar, but who is he?
Okay. He's been the announcer for the Clippers for 35 years.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. I watch my games on KTLA, man.
I don't care where you watch him, dude. He has been the Clippers announcer since the 70s, and nobody knows who he is. He announces the Clipper games in Los Angeles since they were in San Diego, I believe, and nobody knows who he is. It is a very, very defining, harsh moment for Clippers fans to come to the realization that nobody cares.
You know what he does?
Listen, the management of the Clippers, they're not interested in winning a championship. That's fine. But it's, you know, all of these NBA teams, I believe they share the money, the TV money.
Yeah,
and the TV
right.
revenue. So you can make money without even putting a decent team up there.
Yeah. And then, too, Donald Sterling, he's making money off renting that place out to the Lakers. So, he's fine.
He's doing fine.
You know, he's really worried about himself. We're just something for a hobby for him, the way I look at it. You throw a big name like Elgin Baylor, give him a top position, and, you know, people will follow, you know. I've been there since Danny Manny, Ron Harper, Pooh Richardson, when, you know, Larry Brown was there.
Right, you've seen them all come and go. I know, dude.
Yeah, I've seen them all. And look at the Lakers now. They got my Lamar Odoms, you know. They got Romanovic, you know. They got ex-Clippers out there making them look like stars. Those boys did the same thing for us, man.
Hey Bubbo.
Dig what I'm saying?
To give you an idea of how sure I am that that the Clippers will never win a championship. If wait, we can't say that on the air. You can't say that on the air.
You can say that, but I'll pass.
All right,
on
I
that.
Said to Eric, I would perform a sexual act on him if the Clippers won the NBA title. All right, Bubba, call us back when they win.
All right, I appreciate
all right.
it, man.
You take care, dude.
Night.
All right,
you too.
There
Clippers
you go.
Number one.
All right, Clippers number last.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and me, you know, people, you know, talk about, you know what I'm saying? You know, people say, you're not fat. You're not fat. And I mean.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. David in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, can we be by?
What's up, dude? Fine. All right, man.
I want to know, I had this quick comment about John McCain.
Sure.
That all we need from McCain is a really good health scare, and the election's pretty much over for him. Barack will win, and everybody be happy. You know, nothing serious.
Right.
A little, you know, a little gas or something, you know, some heart function or whatever you call it, or just a little something just to, you know, just keep him off the edge, you know, no serious problem, but a little health scare. That'll really come in handy at his age, what he's been through. Yeah, maybe some skin cancer or something.
I don't understand what you're telling me.
No, John McCain.
What about him?
One good health scare, and the election's over for him.
Oh, it's over anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, that's all we need. One good health scare, skin cancer, something.
No, all right, but Dave, we got to thank you for calling. Now, Barack Obama's going to win. You know, the conservatives, the Republicans are not behind John McCain. Obama's got all the action. He's got all the momentum, and he's going to win, and good for him. I just didn't want Hillary Clinton in there, and either Obama or McCain win, it doesn't matter to me. All right, let's talk to Mark in Ontario. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, first I wanted to say that I was pretty good when you gave Roseanne on that commercial, Look at You. I like that. That's pretty good. but also, I wanted to hear your thoughts on Harvey Korman. I know maybe, if you grew up around him or you knew any good stories about him. I was a big fan.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, coincidentally, was Harvey Korman's service. And it was out at a temple in Pacific Palisades. And I took the night off last night because everybody went to Harvey Korman's service in the afternoon and then back to his house up in Bel Air afterwards. And my dad, Tim Conway, was sort of hosted the event. And a lot of his friends and a lot of his family, or everyone in his family, but a lot of his good friends showed up. And a lot of people that you would know as well. Mel Brooks was there, and he spoke. Richard Lewis spoke as well. Bernie Capel, who was the doctor in on the Love Boat, who I believe his brother is Ted Koppel. And there were some other people there, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, and obviously Carol Burnett was there, Vicki Lawrence, who else is it? Lyle Wagner, Dick Van Dyke, and but Richard Lewis probably. I mean, my dad hosted the thing and was, you know, it kept the room laughing, even though it was a very sad day yesterday. Saying goodbye to Harvey, Richard Lewis, and I think we have this recorded. I think we'll play it sometime next week. But he compared Harvey Korman and my dad to Laurel and Hardy, or you know, some of the best comedians to ever live, and the best comedy team ever to be on television. And Richard Lewis wasn't supposed to speak, and he had asked to say some words. And I got to play them for you next week because I can't do them service. But some of the nicest things that have ever been said about another human being were said yesterday by Richard Lewis about Harvey Korman and my dad. And we'll try to play it for you next week. I think we have it on videotape. We'll translate it and put it on audio tape. But yeah, I grew up around. I've known Harvey Korman since, geez, I was probably in, you know, second or third grade. And he was one of the two people that convinced me to marry my wife, Jennifer. I was flying back with him from Portland. And he said to me, he says, you're never going to meet another woman like Jennifer. And you would be, I think he called me an a-hole. He said, you'd be an a-hole not to ask her to marry you and spend the rest of your life with her. So I'll always remember him for that. And he was one of the funniest guys, a very generous guy, and a very smart guy, too. Always was very concerned about whenever there was a party at the house and he happened to be there. He was always one of those guys that would sit at the kids' table and would talk to you about your life more than just how you doing. He went to a lot of therapy in his life, so he had like a lot of tools at his disposal. And he could sit there and talk to the kids about, you know, their relationships or their, you know, their schooling or what their interests are in life. And just a very funny guy, a terrific family, and he will be missed for the rest of my life and for the rest of my father's life and our family as well. He was my dad's partner for, you know, the last 35 years. You don't replace that. And nobody will be able to, you know, step into those shoes. That partnership is, you know, will always be, in a lot of people's opinion, the two best comedians and the best comedy team in the history of television. And Richard Lewis said it best, and we'll try to play that for you next week. But I thank you for calling. And he will be missed. He is one of the great guys in Hollywood, a truly generous, nice man. And we will miss Harvey Korman. All right, we got to take ourselves a small break. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
We'll do it live!